This is Abikias recording for Maseches Sukkah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're starting on the very bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. So we said in the Mishnah that according to the Chacham, if it's above 20 amos, a sukkah is pasul. But here we're going to discuss, let's say you raise the floor. So Haisa Gavoa Me Esrim Amo Bala Ma'ata Bekarm of Ksasos. If it was taller than 20 amos, and you then want to raise the floor by putting down fancy pillows and blankets and mattresses and things like that, Lo Have Miut. So we say, even if your intention is to leave it there, well, not, let's hold off on that for a second. Lo Have Miut, it's not considered valid, meaning you're not considered to have actually raised the floor. You're just like you put something down on the floor. So now the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph says, V'afal gav debat linu l'kulu, even though you were mevatel, it Rashi says you had in mind you're not going to touch it for the entire 7 days of the Yontif. You're going to leave it there for the duration. Nevertheless, mishum debat l'daito etzel kol adam, because we consider your mindset to be in such a minority that we don't even consider it valid l'halacha. Meaning, but l'daito etzel kol adam means no normal human being would leave fancy pillows and blankets and mattresses on the floor of a sukkah intending to leave them there permanently, or even permanently as it's defined by the yontif, and therefore your doing it is not considered a valid bittul in the sense that we don't consider it normal to leave it and that be the new floor. Now, what about, says the Gemara, second line, tevin ubitlo, let's say you left a bunch of straw down there. So have a miut, that is a valid miut, meaning you're considered to have actually raised the floor. The kol shekein afar ubitlo, or if you put down dirt and then you were mevatel it there, you decided you're going to leave it there, that's obviously considered as if you raised the floor. Tevin ve'ein as lefanoso afar stam, let's say in these two cases, you put down straw and you're not planning to remove it. It's not necessary to remove it till, you don't need it till later. Or if you just put down dirt and you didn't say anything one way or the other, if you're leaving it there permanently, so that is going to be a machlokas Rabbi Yossi v'Rabban. And that's subject to machlokas Tanoim. Ditnan, we have the following Mishnah. Bayis shemilu tevin otsroros ubitlo mevuto. So let's say you filled a room or you filled a house with straw or with stones, and you said, I'm leaving it here, it's batel to the house, it's considered like part of the room now. So it's considered batel, and we consider it valid. But, mevuto. So bitlo ain't in, lo bitlo lo. So we're medayik from the lashon of the Mishnah that if you actively said, I'm leaving it here permanently, great, that works. But if you didn't say that, then it won't work. V'tani Allah, and then there's a brisa that comments on that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, tevin me'in asid lefanoso harezu ka'afar stam ubatel. If you just filled it up with straw and you're not planning on removing it, that's the same as if you just put down dirt and you didn't say a word one way or the other, and that is called batel. Afar v'asid lefanoso harezu kistam tevin velo batel. But let's say you put down dirt, but you said, I need to remove this, I'm going to need this for later, and that is considered as if the same thing as if you put down straw and you didn't say anything. So then that is not considered batel. Next case. Hoysa gavoa me esrim ama. V'hutzin yordan betoch chaf. Let's say it's above 20 amos, but the way the schach is, got a lot of greenery, and a lot of the leaves are going down into within 20 amos. So we have to measure. Im tzilasa meruba mechamasa kesheira. If the leaves that go down within 20 amos are so thick that it would provide the majority of shade versus sunlight, then it's considered as if your schach is below 20 amos and it's kosher. Vim lav psula, but if it's not enough leaves below 20 amos that would give you rove shade, that is considered pasul. Now, what about the flip side of that? Hoysa gavoa yud tvachim. Let's say your sukkah was very short. 10 tvachim is the minimum height for a sukkah. Vahutzin yordin letoch yud. So your sukkah was tall enough, but then there were leaves that were going beneath the 10 tvachim. So savra bailami. Rabbi thought, okay, let's apply the same rule. Im chamasa meruba mitzilasam. If the leaves are providing a majority of shade over sunlight, kishera. So, I'm sorry, I mixed it up. Im chamasam ruba mitzilasam, if there's not so many leaves to the point that it doesn't provide enough shade from the sun, So then it's kosher because we consider the leaves that are coming within the 10 tefachim to not be the main schach, and it's considered that the schach is above 10 tefachim, which is tall enough. So Amrele Rava says back to Abai, nah, it's not right. Ha dira srucha, he vein adam dar, but dira srucha. He said, that way of setting up such a low ceiling and then to have the leaves go down beneath that, even though it's not enough to provide major shade, that's still called a dira srucha. It's an unfit place to live. It's gross. You're not going to want to live in such a place. Next case. Hoysa gavoa me esrim ama ubana ba itzdaba kineged dofen haemtsa'i al pnei kulam. So you have a little diagram in your Gemara. It's important to note that the diagram is a bird's eye view. So, if you have the old school diagram, some of the newer Gemaras have much nicer ones that are much clearer. So if you have a sukkah that is above 20 amos and then you build a platform along the middle wall. So your sukkah is shaped like a U, and in the bottom of the U, you have a platform. So it's going it has three walls going alongside of it. So basically you have three walls worth of sukkah where the floor has been raised and it's within 20 amos of the schach. And then we continue, v'yesh ba hechsher sukkah, and if the platform is so big that it's the minimum size of a sukkah, it's at least 7 by 7 tvachim, kishera, that is kashu. Minat sad, but let's say you did it on the side. Your sukkah is shaped like a C, that's diagram number two. But this is only shaykh to two walls now. It's not shaykh to three walls. So if it's on the side, im yesh misfas itzdaba lekosel dalet amos pesula. So looking at the diagram, if you look at the wall all the way on the left, if that wall is more than 4 amos away from the end of the platform, then the sukkah is pasul. Pachos me arba amos kishera. But if it's less than 4 amos away from the wall, so it's kosher. So what is this idea? So the Gemara is going to explain. My kamash malan da amrina dofen akuma. So the way the Gemara takes it is, I didn't need to know this, but we do need to know this. What are we talking about? There's something called dofen akuma. The simplest way to explain dofen akuma, Rashi has two ways, but the simplest way to explain dofen akuma is that if you have there's pasul schach and it's coming off the wall. So we view that pasul schach as a continuation of the wall to meet the schach. That's a special halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. It doesn't make any sense. Halachos Moshe Mi-Sinai don't necessarily make any sense logically, but that's the rule. So here, what you have is schach that's above 20 amos, and it's coming to meet the platform if it's less than 4 amos away from the wall. So the schach that's coming off the left side of the wall, it's above 20 amos. We're going to treat it like pasul schach, and it's going to meet up with the platform, and all the schach that's on top of the platform is less than 20 amos off the platform. So that's all considered kosher schach. So if it's less than 4 amos between the end of the platform and the far wall, then that the schach on top of it is going to be considered what we call dofen akuma, and that is considered kosher. We assume you can't sit under the part that has no platform, but it's like the wall is going, it's like the schach that's above 20 amos is like part of the wall, and it's coming to meet the other schach. So now the Gemara said, well, I already know this. Tanina, we already know this. Let's say you had a big skylight in the middle of a house, and then you replace the skylight with schach. If there's more than dalet amos from the walls to the skylight, then the sukkah is no good. But if it's less than dalet amos from the wall, it's kosher. So that is a case of dofen akuma, meaning you have a roof on a house, and then you have the skylight being removed in the middle. If it's less than 4 amos between the skylight and the wall, so we consider the roof as part of the wall coming to meet the schach that's been covering the skylight. That's how dofen akuma works. So what's the difference between this case and that case? So the Gemara says, I still need them both. Why? Mahu detema hasam hu dechazia ledofen. Over there, where you have a good ceiling, a roof of the house, and then you take the skylight off and replace it with the schach. So there, it's considered a valid dofen akuma because it's a good wall. You know, you could have the roof that's coming to meet the schach be considered part of the wall. That's chazia ledofen. That's proper roof that could be made into a wall. Aval hacha de lo chazia ledofen emalo. But here, what do you have? You have schach that's just above 20 amos, and it's not fitting for a wall. You wouldn't be making walls out of it. So emalo, I might think that that wouldn't work. Kamash malan, the schach that's not on top of the platform doesn't have to make for a good wall. The dofen akuma halacha moshe misin, I just says that it's like the wall is traveling to meet the schach, and it's not a problem. Next case, hoisa gavoa mikaf ama ubana itzdeva beemtza isa. Let's say you put a platform in the middle of the sukkah. It's too tall. You want to put the platform up. Im yesh misvas itzdeva uledofen arba amos kol ruach v'ruach psula. So he says, if it's more than four amos away from all the different walls, you put it in the middle, and it's very far away from the walls, then it's pasul. Pachos mi arba amos kishera. But if it's less than four amos, it's like the reverse case of the skylight. The skylight is you covered the schach on top, and there's walls and this roof between the schach and the walls. Here, you had more than 20 amos tall, and you put a platform in the middle of the sukkah, and now it's like the schach that's not on top of the platform is the walls coming up the side to get to the schach. So you have within dalet amos, if it's within dalet amos, then it's going to be kosher. If it's more than dalet amos, it's going to be pasul. So my kamash malan, damin and dofen akuma. What are you telling me? That we say dofen akuma? Hainu hach. It's the exact same case. It just happens to be now you're doing with all four walls. So Gemara says, yeah, ma'u detema dofen akuma miruach echad amrinon. I might think you can do dofen akuma from one side. Avol kol ruach v'ruach lo. You can't do four different dofen akumas, meaning here you have this platform smack in the middle of the sukkah, and It's not a valid dofen akuma case because it's coming to meet on all four sides, right? So I would have thought you can't say that's a kamash malan. You can say that. Okay, next version of basically the same case. Let's say the sukkah was very, very short. It was less than 10 tefachim short, and you dug into the ground in order to make it 10 tefachim from the floor to the schach. So now it's a case, let's say, where the digging didn't reach the walls. It didn't quite reach the walls. So im yesh misvas chakak, if from the edge of the dugout part, lekosel to the walls, gimel tefachim is more than three tefachim, so then it's psula. But says the Gemara going to Dalet Amud Beis, pachos mishlosha tefachim ksheira. If it's less than three tefachim between the edge of this little ditch that you dug to fill in the height necessary and the wall, so that is going to be kosher. Because again, we're going to say another rule. Now this rule is called lovud. Lovud means that when it comes to the laws of mechitzos, if something is less than three tefachim from another mechitza, we consider them to be joined as one. We'll discuss more of this as we go on to Dalet Amud Beis.